She's asking if they could hear, if everyone could hear Rachel Craig speaking. The things that you will be talking about is so hard, and it's gonna hurt, but it's needed for those that are trying to get the work done, the work that needs to be done. It's very, very hard when you break up into groups. The discussion that you have will be very valuable now that you have returned. We would like to have reports from each one of you, beginning with the Upper Kobuk. Clearly will report for the Upper Kobuk. I'm going to speak clearly, talking about which family she grew up from. For those of us that discussed in the Upper Kobuk language, this is what we said at home, while we were at home. We should be teaching some of the things, such as sewing or some of the hunting methods that the men have. Some of things that should be taught at home, including the Eskimo language, Inupiaq language. We should be speaking to the children in Inupiaq language at home, especially those ones that are small and are just learning, and are, so that when they get older, it'll be easier for them if both languages are taught at home, both the Eskimo and the English language. It'll be easier for the children when they grow up. And also it'll be easier when they start taking the bilingual language at school. Also the men at home should also be teaching the younger boys, and that was another one that we discussed in our group. It's not easy to discuss some of these things. Also, Native allotments were mentioned, should be taught to the children that Native allotments are valuable, not to be sold, not to be sold to anyone. Money is not valuable; it comes and goes. Land is more important, and that it should not be sold or traded off for money. Marijuana was also mentioned. if there is some way that it could be, if there is some way that it could be controlled to get into the villages or even planted, that should, it should be taken. Should be taken control of before it goes into the villages. Also, alcohol was mentioned. Young people are involved in it, and they are. Should be. When a young person starts taking alcohol, it just wrecks their lives. It's hard for parents to talk to the children nowadays because of alcohol being the number one problem. The leadership is in dire need of help now. It's hard to explain. It's hard to explain the life that our elders had in the past. Some of the things that have marijuana and alcohol has a lot to do with the type of thing that people live today, such as burning the candle out. Today, the only way that things could be taken care of is by holding meetings. Our world is changing. And lots of people are looking at it from different standpoints. The only thing that could bring it back together is by using the elders' wisdom. Nowadays our children have it easy. They cannot understand how difficult it was for us older people. Life is much easier for the younger children nowadays. If I have left anyone out, could someone please help me out? It's easier, it's better when we help each other out. She's talking about a fire. It would story told about starting a fire. This is exactly how she feels. Fire is starting up. Bilingual was also discussed. We're glad that the bilingual aids are helping us out this time, those that teach the younger children. And that they're here to help from the elders so that they could get a better perspective. And that hope that they will continue to. Out in the future. Rachel is now asking for the second group to report. Peter Atura from the Kayana Norvik Selwood group. We'll make the report. In our group, children, that the meeting that we have discussed is mainly for our children, for the future generation. It's difficult today to try to teach the kids because they don't listen to anything that you say anymore. The only way that they could probably learn to have discipline and the other things is by taking them out captive where there is no destruction or distraction. It would be good for them to be out capping so that they can learn the discipline and the type of things that they need to learn, such as fishing, berry picking, and other things of that nature. The other thing that they need to do is by listening, by going to church, listen to some of the gospels that are taught or that are said in church. Also, the other thing that was discussed was of the police department. They need to have better police departments where law can be enforced better than it is now. Albert Sheldon will help Peter Atorakat on some of their report. He said that he goes along with Peter Atorak and probably the only way that the kids will be able to learn anything is by taking them out camping and getting them away from the things that are surrounding them, such as alcohol, marijuana, and those types of things. Maybe that way they will learn to have the discipline and are forced to learn some of the methods that should be carried on. There is no strength as long as those types of things are in existence. Robert Miller will add on to what Albert and Peter Turk have to say. He's recommending that the bilingual aides in the future will be able to help out from here on. Nota Kavlina Group. Grace Bailey from NOTAC will give a report for the NOTAC Kavalina group. The leadership that was discussed in the morning session, she feels is the way that the only way that it could be worked out. She supports it. Our grandchildren today, she discussed, because her grandchildren are always with her. They don't know anything about the Inupiaq language. Because most of them have lived in the Western culture, and she has difficult time just communicating with him, even because he has learned to live in the Western culture, and she has not lived in the Western culture. It's awfully difficult for her to try to teach him. And it's taken her a long time to teach him, and it's a very slow process, but she feels that he has improved and will continue to improve because he has gotten the grasp of it. It would be good for all parents and grandparents to speak the native language to the children, to their children while at home, so that it could also be a support for the school system. If it's taught both at home and at school. Also, the land that was discussed this morning, she feels that their group wants to hang on to it instead of using the piece of paper that was discussed, where eventually it may end up being sold. Prayer has a lot to do with it. Prayer is the only help that we can get. That's all I have to say. Point Hope. Does anyone from Point Hope have any additions? To add on to the NOTAC Kivalina group. Mrs. Oakdalek will, Lily Oakdalek will add on to the Nota Kivalina group. She feels that, she said that she doesn't feel that she should be standing in the crowd, but that what is taught and passed down should be passed on, even though if it's just a few words that could be passed on. She feels that the English language has dominated the children nowadays, and that the Eskimo language should be taught. Not all children are the same. Some are smart, some are not so smart. To have breed grandchild or adopted child that she has taken. Has learned to speak both languages, and she is very thankful for that. She said that she did not teach him the English language, but he has learned it on his own. But he has also learned the native language and speaks both languages fluently. The world that we live in today has a lot of tribulations, but what she has learned from the olden days, that is the type of life that she wants to live. What was passed on from generation to generation is the type that she feels more comfortable with. About the native allotment that she has. She finally received it, and she divided up into four portions for her grandchildren, her children. That way it'll be passed on down generation when her children and grandchildren grow up. Thankful that with some help from the Western culture, that they have helped us out both ways. But she feels that the native culture is more important than the Western culture. And also she said that the church has really helped her out since she married her husband. She is very thankful. As prayers are more help than anything else. She's very thankful that she has received help. Cool buck. Kotzebue Buckland and Deering. Evans Thomas will give the report for the Kotzebue Brooklyn Deering Group. Evans Thomas, Brooklyn. As short as he is, he said, he is living just like the rest of us. Yota Kivlina Buckland. Notak Deering in Buckland, excuse me. The question was, how can we correct or give advice to those, to the leadership that is looking for advice from the elders? The Lakids gave the first report in his group and said that, and every time that they are having a meeting, she usually is the leader in the group. But she mentioned that only the faith that she has and prayers that she has are always up loud. Sometimes people don't live the right way in their She talked about, told a story about how a person could not live in the community anymore. So they got the council members to give a report or to get together, hold a meeting, then went to get that individual who had been creating problems in the community. And advised him to leave the community for a while so that he could straighten things out for himself. That individual that was told usually came during the daytime, but I always sent him to a place where it was quiet. In the evenings, that was how the elders and the people in the olden days taught those ones that did things wrong. The villages councils, the village councils and council members have strength. The bilingual instructors should follow that example also in how they teach the bilingual classes in school so that the younger ones could get some grasp of the things that were taught in the olden days. This mention. He's talking about mentioning a story that was passed on that he had heard, and that for other people have heard it. Story.